the old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today from out here at Motion Cycle Sports. Big Dick Hunter is standing by now.
Hey there, Hardline.
Hi there.
Well, it's been good days here on the P1 WAC lately because our hearts were warmed last night with the stunning reversal of Sabrina Turley deciding to allow Mike to go do his job, our producer, and go out to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch weekend after next.
Sans money?
She did not take the cash. How about that? Said wow. She didn't want the money. So wow. Dennis told her he would give her a very nice gift. But I decided we would try to continue that positive trend by announcing tonight at 8:10 the date and the particulars for the P1 Hey Man What's Up Rodeo Draft 2004.
Excellent.
If you are a P1 that would like to ride, the details will be unveiled at 8:10.
Now, are you risking that gag being blown since, so to speak, since you have done it now for 2-3 years?
I always think about that every year, Corby, when this time of the year rolls around. But, you know, last year we reinvented by involving the P1s. That's when we added the P1 part to it. And this year we're looking at several alternate locations. It might be on the move within one season, so it may not occur in the same arena every Friday.
Good idea.
Interesting.
Thank you, Craig.
Wonderful. You're welcome.
I always look forward to talking to you during these mixes, Craig.
Yeah, I never get to see you.
I never get to see you either, and I'm never quite sure who long-term I really have a better shot at getting to like me, whether it's you or George.
Oh, it's me, because I like you, and George doesn't.
Yeah, George does that thing where he'll talk to me, but only he'll look around to make sure no one cool is watching first, mm-hmm. and then he'll talk.
Right, yeah.
But if there's anybody cool, forget it.
Now, you used to think that I hated you, but you don't think that anymore, do you?
No, you fell off that list.
Right.
So.
Was I ever on that list?
No.
Good. It's good.
No, you weren't.
Just my wife.
Well, she never has liked me.
She has no opinion of you one way or the other.
You know what? With few exceptions, wives do not like me. That's what it is.
Maybe it's because you meddle in whores.
I'll tell you what, though, there is one notable exception. I did get a call from someone's wife wanting me to bring them a T-shirt from the Bunny Ranch.
Which one?
Anybody want to guess?
Sturm?
No. Think a little closer to... Yeah. Sally calling. Think a little closer to home, Corby.
Reiner?
No.
Danny?
Maybe it was Danny.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I said, sure, I'll bring you a Bunny Ranch staff bathrobe.
As long as it's not used.
Okay, I'll make sure it's still in
Air Force Amy's private stash.
Yeah, I'll make sure it's in its factory packaging.
Well, good luck with that tonight.
Hey, thank you.
2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds. Or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
It's not like when the game is really at the.
There's no way.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these 6 simple leadings, and this can go wherever you
play that
like.
Again.
Are we ready?
It's not like when the game is really at the.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
It's not like the game when it's really is really. You know, I wish I would get off the old Breathe song or Shattered Dreams or Credit House or hey, it's the 80s. Leave it the F alone.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
It's not when the game is really. Is the words of wisdom I must impart. At noon, let your workday start. Grow out your hair, watch porn if you dare, and please don't give up on your dark.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
It's like if the game is it really is Hey, Corby, you know that Ned the Horse 57? You could have him.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
It's like when the game is really Grego is never funnier than when he appears only in drop form and can't cry like Chris Moltisanti that the Tonys are ganging up on him to kick him in the nuts.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
It's not like when the game is really it. You know, I was at Texas OU when Snake and Junior lovingly looked at each other and embraced, and playing ever so gently over the PA was, "You've given me."
You're on the two-minute drill. You got the last word. Go.
It's not like the game is really. I know a guy who put poop on his face.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Chuck out here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to the promotions guys, Brittany and Shauna, the ticket chicks on duty today. Thanks to the folks out here at Motion Cycle Sports for having us. And thanks to everyone who dropped by today. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. And also, thank you, Junior.
Thank you, Rhines.
Now, stay tuned. The top 10 comes up next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We are back Monday. That's right, Monday at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, live from the Village Country Club. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Oh, dude. Meeting's over.
They were inseparable. From the time Pete was a year old, he was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together. And he could have hit 3 grand slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do right. And it was always keep hustling.
This is The Ticket.